are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Randa.
Hey there, I'm Abby.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
I've got the Spirit living in me, the Holy Spirit living in me. God sent me a helper to show me the way. I've got the Spirit living in me. I've got the Spirit.
We heard part of the story of Ruth. For those friends who did not hear the first part of her story, let's review.
Elimelech, his wife, Naomi, and their two sons went to Moab to live because there is a famine in Bethlehem.
Their sons married women from Moab.
Ruth married one son.
Naomi's husband died, and her sons died too, leaving the women all alone.
Naomi wanted Ruth to return to her family.
She could remarry again and have children.
But Ruth refused to leave her mother-in-law, and they both returned to Bethlehem. Ruth went to work day and night in the fields collecting the leftover grain, bringing food home to Naomi.
A man named Boaz owned the field, and he showed Ruth great kindness and made her work easier.
Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz were all so kind.
They thought of others more than themselves.
Since they had no husbands, God was protecting Ruth and Naomi and taking care of them.
And we will see from the rest of the story how much God would bless these people. Let's open God's holy word and continue her story.
One day, Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for?
Is not Boaz a kinsman of ours?
Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor.
Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes.
Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking.
When he lies down, note the place where he is lying.
Then go and uncover his feet and lie down.
He will tell you what to do."
"I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered.
So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do.
When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned, and he discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true, and I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good, let him redeem." He also said, "Bring me the shawl you are wearing and hold it out." And when she did so, he poured into it 6 measures of barley and put it on her. Then he went back to town.
When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?"
Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'"
When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?"
Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, 'Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'"
Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down."
So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders from the town and said, "Sit here," and they did so.
You see, Boaz was second in line. There was another kinsman redeemer who he had to talk with about Naomi and Ruth. Naomi, as a woman, was not allowed to own property. When the kinsman redeemer bought the property, he was accepting her entire family into his family. After hearing his responsibility for taking care of Ruth and Naomi, the man said,
"I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself."
Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech and his sons.
I have also acquired Ruth.
Today you are witnesses."
Then the elders and all those at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel.
May you have standing and be famous in Bethlehem through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman."
What an amazing story. You see, God had a plan for Ruth and Boaz. And let's read the ending of this story.
Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife.
And the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer.
May he become famous throughout Israel.
He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age.
For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, and who is better to you than 7 sons, has given him birth."
And they were famous in Bethlehem.
Their son, Obed, was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of King David.
And after many generations, Jesus was born into the family.
He was born in Bethlehem, too.
God had a plan for Ruth, Boaz, and Naomi, and God has a plan for you.
Give him the glory. God made me. God made me.
Jesus is our kinsman redeemer.
By dying on the cross for us, he bought and paid for us too.
We are in his family too.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your word and the beautiful stories that we can read to know how much you love us.
You have a plan for each of us.
You will guide us and bring people into our lives to help us and teach us.
Thank you for your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our kinsman redeemer.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned how much God loves you.
And that he has a plan for you.
If you would like to know more about our music and ministry,
give us a call at 1-800-527-5522. That's 1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Check out our great music, and you can order lots of our programs too.
And remember,
God took care of Ruth and Naomi.
He saved them.
He brought them to Boaz, their kinsman redeemer.
Jesus is our kinsman redeemer.
He will save us. See you next time.
What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in his love. Jesus is my teacher, Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like. Jesus is my friend.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.